Hi, my name is John. You're calling Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
I guess I called from this number, that's why.
Right. I believe, yes, this is regarding a lien. Actually, you know, we're calling you from Tax Relief Center. What we're trying to do right now, we're reaching out to you due to a federal tax lien that has been filed with your county for the amount of $87,000. So what we're doing today, we are offering you assistance. The question to you is, are you still dealing with the situation?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this is, we have right now, there's a program that you probably qualify for it. Okay. So what I can do, let me help you right now. So let me get your name right here. All right, I'm gonna be connecting right now with the specialist. It usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes the most. But do me a favor, have ready all the questions you wanna ask. They will be giving you all the answers right now. Okay. Give me just 1 second, okay? Let me just make sure we got the right information here. And I'm gonna be transferring right now, okay, so they can give you the options that you may have, okay? So this is, all right, give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to be connecting you in just a second right now. All right, hold on, okay? All right, stay with me right now. We're going to dial together right now. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's do this, okay? Let's just wait right here right now on the phone with me right now.
Okay.
Tax Relief, this is Anthony.
Anthony, I have a customer on the phone right now. His name is Wong, a phone number 864-554-0141. Okay, Mr. Vanamo, you're good hands right now, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, so I was going to find out, so what is your phone number, 864-554-what?
0141.
0141. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, it sounds like you got some IRS back taxes that you're dealing with. How much is the IRS claiming you owe currently?
They told me it's just an estimating of interest. Because if I sell the from 2011, 2016, and then I will get the actual amount. That's what they told me.
Okay. But you don't have a clue as to how much? It could be 1,000 or 10,000. You don't know?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about filing? Are you up to date with filing?
Yes. I just filed my 24 tests last month.
Okay. So you're all up to date, and you're not sure how much you owe. I know you had a state tax lien. You had a state tax lien in the amount of $87,000 a while back.
No,
the state.
Yeah, actually, it's $91,000. That's what they told me. They sent me. They were going to garnish my check, but you know, I had until the March 19th. That's what they told me.
Okay, and that's for just the state. You don't know about the federal?
No, I didn't know because that was from the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, but I mean, did you also owe the federal government as well, the IRS side?
No, they didn't send me anything. I think that's the state or, because I got no clue at all, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you owe as much as you do with the state, we do take cases on like this as well. I mean, you owe quite a bit. You'll probably need some representation to try and help you because, you know, they can be kind of rough. You know, especially the state of Wisconsin.
Yes. And I had one representative, they called me and they said they would do my test for 300, but it's like six years, so that's 1800. And I still hold back. I call them back, you know, because I want to reach out something else, maybe cheaper, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, you definitely want to make sure you're making the right decision. who you end up with, you know, is very important because there's a lot of companies in this industry that you
It's called the American Relief Debt, I think. That's what.
Okay.
Let's see. It's right here.
So, what are you looking for? Just another company you've engaged with, or?
Oh yeah, I just want to tell you what company that they send it to me, and you know, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. Oh, I had it in here, but I guess not. So what are you guys sending? Is it National Debt Relief or just another company that will help me, you know, reduce the debt?
Yeah, exactly. This is Republic Tax Relief. So what we do is we help people with back taxes, primarily on the federal side. But like I said, when you owe as much as you do on the state side, we can definitely help out there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, all we do is go through a quick, what they call a financial profile, and it's just going through your expenses versus your income.
Yes.
You're familiar, I'm sure. And we can go through and we have an on-site legal team here, so I can have them review it and they can let me know if you qualify, if you'd like.
Yes, I would love to hear that.
All right. Yeah, not a problem. So the first question on here, what is your gross monthly income before taxes currently?
Before taxes?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. About 4,000.
Okay, and then when you file,
that's
are you filing married?
No, simple. I claim zero.
Okay. And are you currently paying rent or are you paying a mortgage? And how much are you paying?
No. I don't. That's right now, I do travel work, and I go from hotel to hotel, and the company pays it off. So
oh, okay.
Mostly, I have all my income.
Okay, so like they're paying all of the gas and necessities.
The gas, the hotel, and the GM for my food, they pay all of that.
I see. Okay. So you're like doing sales or something like that, right?
No, I'm an inspector, like going to doing the liner, like, you know, like landfill, they cover and make methane gas, you know, I just go and inspect them from location to location, from state to state, you know, wherever they need me.
Okay. All right. So you got a very, very narrow, perfect type of profession that you're kind of in charge of.
Yes.
Okay. And then it looks – so are you paying rent or are you paying a mortgage?
No rent, no mortgage. That's what I said. I just start doing this, but I don't pay rent or mortgage.
No,
I do just, you know, like
– I'm saying for your personal.
For my personal?
So you don't live anywhere?
No.
Yeah, you don't live it?
No. I stay with my brother. When I go back – I save my brother. I just help him pay rent.
Okay, how much would you say that is monthly?
About 500.
500. Okay. Now it looks like obviously are you in South Carolina or in Wisconsin?
Right now I'm in New Mexico, New Mexico, because I'm working right now. I'm on island.
Yeah, but like when you are home at your brother's house, what state is that?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Okay, and then what county in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee County.
Milwaukee County. Okay, let me find that real quick. There it is. Yeah, and the nice thing about this application process, the IRS allows us to go ahead and max out the areas of food, housekeeping, personal care, and miscellaneous. So I'm just maxing all of these areas out. And then what about any of the – are you paying anything else? Obviously $500 a month, but does that include electricity, gas, water, sewer, all that?
Yeah, that's included. And then just my phone bill, you know, I would say $380 a month Well, that's with my kid.
Okay. All right. And then what about the next section is going to be transportation. Are you paying on a vehicle? And if so, what is that monthly?
No. Vehicle, I use company vehicle, but I pay cash for the vehicle that I have.
Okay. And are you paying insurance on your personal vehicle?
Yeah, it's a liability right now. If I'm not driving, I work from April through December. You know, I don't pay for it because I parked a vehicle at home.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Healthcare, is that through your work as well?
Yes, through the work.
Okay. Do you have any court-ordered payments, any child support payments, anything like that?
No, child support, no.
Okay. And then lastly, as far as assets, do you own anything that the IRS could come after? And I mean other than your paycheck and bank account? You know, like
nope.
Real estate?
No. Nope.
No? Okay.
I just had a 401k, that's all.
Okay. What would you say the value of that is?
I put in 25% of my growth. Right, I just started this year, though. I had like 4,000 in there already.
Okay. All right, so that's basically everything on this application. What was your first name again?
Vim Savan, V as in Victor, I, E as in Edward, N, G as in George, S as in Steve, A, V as in Victor, A, N, H as in Henry.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent you a text. That's my direct number.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
And my last name is Bunavong. That's just the first name. I guess you got okay. My last name already.
Yeah, your last name is Bunnavong.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I sent you a text. That's my direct number. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'm going to have someone in legal review it. They'll let me know if you qualify and what we can do for you and everything. So it'll be a minute or so, but I'll be back on the line as soon as I'm able.
So you want me to hang on, not hanging up?
Yeah, right. Hold on. I'll be back on the line.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Thank you.
เดี๋ยวเขาที่ร่างก็โดนแก่ไปน้ำน้ำจะนี่เนาะแก่ไปแล้ว
Okay, so they have a quick question. So they wanted to know, so is this all income tax, or is this, you know, with the state of Wisconsin?
It's all income tax.
It's all income tax. Was it from 1 year
yes.
or many years?
Oh, many years.
How many years?
From six, from 11 to 20, 11 to 16.
From 2011 to 2016? Okay.
Yes.
Did you file those returns?
Not yet. I didn't.
Not yet.
That's why.
Okay.
That I haven't filed because that 6 years was, I had so much, down, my divorce.
No, I understand.
My parents
died.
Did
you file? No, yeah, a lot of life things happen. I get it. But did you file the federal returns?
No, I didn't.
Or is that just the state?
I didn't.
No, you didn't. Okay, so both.
The federal and the state.
Okay. Yeah, so both sides. Okay. All right, so I'm going to put you back on a brief hold. I'm going to go see what I can do, and I'll be right back. All right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you for holding. So, the legal team, they really only had one main concern. So they just want to make sure in the future you don't fall back behind again, right? These programs
they're
designed for you to kind of, stay in compliance. That means filing on time, and these are things we can help you with, but they just want to make sure that you can commit to that, right?
Yes, I did. I just got up to date. I just went to do my 24 tasks and 23,
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, great. So the good news is they did qualify you, okay?
Okay.
And so just so you have an understanding as to what that means and how we're going to be able to help you, the first thing that we're going to do is submit what they call a limited power of attorney. That's going to give us the ability to speak directly with the revenue officer in charge of this case, okay?
Yes.
We're going to be submitting it on the federal side. Everything we do is going to be on the federal side because they said that you clearly are going to owe on the federal side.
Okay.
And then so automatically. And then we're going to be able to get a power of attorney put in place for the state as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as, the other form, we're going to get your transcripts directly from the IRS themselves. We're going to go back 10 years. That way we don't miss anything. Any income that the IRS or state is claiming you owe, we're going to see exactly how they put you in that position. And we're also going to see where you stand in their collection queue. If they have any planned garnishments, anything in process, we'll be able to identify it and put a stop to it. Okay.
Yep.
And then as far as, one of the nice benefits about this is we're automatically allowed to put you in a collection hold. So we're going to put you in a collection hold to protect you. So you're not going to have, anything happening while we're working on this. All right?
Yes, yes.
Now, it seems like you've been, kind of under the gun for some time. So I don't know what they've got in process. But, if there's anything happening already, we'll be able to – have to deal with it after the damage already hits. I don't know, but we'll be able to find out very quickly. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And then lastly, as far as our cost, now if you needed payment options, it's $790 broken up into payments, but if you're able to pay it in full, it's $590. So they'll basically
It's $590?
Yeah, they'll take $200 off, you know, if you're able to pay it in one lump sum. So does that work for you?
Yes, but I won't be able to pay until the 14th though.
Yeah, that's fine. So we have what they call a payment scheduler in the system. So
Yes.
You know, I can push the payment. So you can do the full $590 on that day?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I can get the paperwork generated then. All I'm going to need from you, I have your name, obviously. Did you have a middle initial on file with the IRS?
My social got the middle name on it. It's Vince Van Noy Bunnevong, N-O-I, in the middle.
N-O-I?
Yes. It's Vince
So can
Van
I just put an N?
Yes, you can put an N, yeah.
Okay. And then once you're done signing these forms, they're automatically going to be sent to your email. So what's a good email to have on file?
Okay, it's my full first name, last name,
okay.
1971@yahoo.com.
Is there any dots or anything?
No, it's just Vimsavan Bunavong, 1971@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then I'm going to have legal sign off on this case. So what is the date of birth and social security number?
Date of birth is 11 November 3rd, 1971.
Okay.
And social is 330-701-527.
1537, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have an address of 219 Carriage Drive, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Is that fine to keep on file?
Yes. That's why I live with my brother.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to include the payment authorization form along with the IRS form. So did you want to use a credit card or a debit card for that date?
It's a debit card.
Okay. Let me list the 14th. Okay, so that's the 14th. And then I'm ready with the numbers when you are.
Okay, it's a MasterCard.
Okay.
It's 5273-6830-0714-3490.
3490, and then the expiration?
Yeah. Can you repeat it? Make sure I just want to make sure you got it all.
Yeah, it was 5273-6830-0714-3490.
Yes. Expiration date is 0227.
And the three-digit code on the back?
294.
And then they always make us ask, your name is on the card, correct?
Yes. And the SIP code is 53204.
53204?
Yes. It's in Milwaukee.
Okay. So do you have a different billing address for your card?
Yes. It's 914 South 18th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53204.
Okay, sorry about that. You were just a little quick for me.
Okay.
I have to list it.
Okay, it's 924,
okay.
Unit 1, South 19th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53204.
Okay, so 924 South 19th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, correct?
Yes.
53124.
53204.
204, sorry about that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I'm going to get someone to approve it, and then I'll be right back on the line.
Yes.
Okay, I just sent you a link. Did you receive a text message?
Yeah, from Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So I'll walk you through it. Again, it's just the two IRS forms and the one payment authorization form that we're going to submit today.
Is it okay that I submit after work, like after 4 o'clock? Because right now I'm off my lunch time already. No.
It'll take literally 25 seconds. I have to get this signed in order for us to move it to the scheduling department.
Yes.
So just tap the link. It'll open up.
Which one?
See a blue...
Anthony?
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Ahead.
It's Anthony at republictax.com.
Yeah. Or I just sent you a text with a link. They're both the same. But you can go into either one.
Okay.
So you'll tap the link, and it'll open up, and then you'll see a blue button that says continue. So Continue, then start.
Then start.
Then you're going to tap sign here, and you have a very long name. So just you want to make sure that you can see a V-I-E-N and then see the B-O-U, you know, just try to make it fit.
Okay.
It's got to be a signature.
Okay.
And as legible as possible.
Just put
VB. You know.
Okay.
No, you can't just put initials. That's my point. It's got to be a signature.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. So how do I erase it then? Oh, clear. Okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Just sign your name as best you can. Signature. First name next to last name. Don't put first name above last name either. It's got to be first name next to.
Okay, I did.
I know it's not easy. Okay, and then right below the signature, you're going to see an area that says enter your name. So tap that and then type in your first and last name.
Okay. Okay.
And then once you're done entering your name, then you'll tap apply.
Okay.
Then you're going to tap the arrow to the right.
Arrow to the right, okay.
And then you're going to tap sign here on each form. Just tapping sign here places the signature you already did. So just tap sign here, go to the next one. You'll tap sign here again. You go to the next one.
Okay. Sign here. Okay, sign here. Okay.
Yep.
Sign here.
And
that's it, right?
And
more
then
sign.
You'll see finish. Then you're going to see
finish. Okay.
Then tap to sign and enter your email, your Yahoo email that you just gave me.
Okay.
The entire email. And then once you're done entering your email, just click to sign. It'll say processing, and it'll say you're all set.
Click to sign. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. All right.
You're all set?
Yeah, you're all set. Okay.
And then if we need anything else, you know, we'll obviously reach out to you. So I just want to make sure you're going to be very receptive you know, if I reach out, you're going to answer the phone and text, right?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Or if I didn't get to answer your phone, can you text me, Anthony?
Yeah, we will always text you. Yeah, we use text a
lot. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds great. Okay.
So just be if you're receptive, I'll be receptive, and we can work on this and get this whole problem resolved, okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Looking forward to getting this whole thing put behind you, and then remember on the 14th, they're going to process that payment. So, okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Huh? 내가 절 보내는 거. 그래서 오늘 식사 이거는 너.
네. 이제 나 보면 약간 back up a little bit.